Morning low 53, Sunday's high 82. Now that's some fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. And CeCe Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about the river. Man, if you want to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, bring you a crowd and a crew with you, it's a pretty river and have a good time. We can fix you up. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about good food. Let's talk about the fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried scallops, catfish. There's whole catfish. Everybody goes for the fillets. I recommend the wholes. I'm telling you, whole catfish is good eating. Talk about Sunday afternoon, y'all. This Sunday from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Miss Joy Ann Parker and her band will be in town. That's right. First time Joy Ann's been here. We're excited about that. Love us some new blues. And let's talk about some more news on the river. That's right. We're doing a little soft opening for the RV park. So come down here, check it out. Bring your trailer, your camper with you. Come on down, and we're going to have a lot of fun down here. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and everything that goes on down here. Y'all get on down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A stonewall goes up. Lawyers for President Trump tell Congress there will be no cooperation with the House impeachment inquiry.
The Turkish military is preparing for an assault against U.S. allies, the Kurds. It comes amid wide criticism of President Trump's plan to withdraw American troops from northern Syria.
Eye-popping numbers from the Congressional Budget Office show the federal budget deficit is just under $1 trillion, the highest since 2012 and almost 5% of GDP.
The CDC putting out an urgent call for pregnant women to get their flu shots after nearly half skipped the vaccine last year.
Pilots for Southwest Airlines have sued Boeing over $100 million in lost pay, they say, was caused by the 737 MAX grounding.
Gymnast Simone Biles made history again as the U.S. won a fifth straight world team title in Germany. It gave Biles her 21st medal at the World Championships.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in twice for this weekly Farm Market Gift Basket. If any caller can get in on the Gift Basket drawing, we'll put your name in. We do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:40, somewhere in that time frame. And what's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, so the White House sends a 8-page letter to Congress basically saying, we're not going to do anything until you do an impeachment vote. And all the Democrats are just all up in arms, and CNN, MSNBC, Morning Joe, what a terrible letter it was and document, and it wasn't backed up and had no legal premises. Well, in talking to somebody last night on a political stuff, who happened to be an attorney, had read the 8 pages and said that was the best put together document. And that was before these people started mouthing off. So that's the best put together document. It's done like a brief, he said. It's got case law in there that you look at, Washington versus, And he said it was really, really good. But boy, you listen to Morning Joe, who is an attorney, by the way, didn't practice, but he just beat that thing up. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Of course, that's nothing new there. Let's listen to Catherine Harris talking about the letter.
This letter, the White House goes on the attack that the administration does not acknowledge the Democrat-led impeachment inquiry as legitimate. The letter reads in part, quote, the president cannot allow your constitutionally illegitimate proceedings to distract him and those in the executive branch from their work on behalf of the American people. The American people elected him to do this job, and he remains focused on fulfilling his promises to the American people. Last night, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raised the stakes, releasing her own statement that reads in part, quote, this letter is manifestly wrong and is simply another unlawful attempt to hide the facts of the Trump administration's brazen efforts to pressure foreign powers to intervene in the 2020 elections. Yesterday, the impeachment issue came to a head after the administration blocked the testimony of Ambassador Gordon Sondland. Sondland is identified in the whistleblower complaint as a key player in Ukraine negotiations after the president's July 25th phone call, pardon me, with its newly elected leader. Without taking questions yesterday, Chairman Adam Schiff leveled fresh allegations that Sondland's personal emails and texts contained additional information, but Republicans clapped back.
We consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress.
We are all, as a country, being held hostage by a few members of Congress who have leveraged congressional primaries against Democratic leadership and committee chairs. They've instilled fear on the part of their colleagues in their own conference. And them and their activist base is preventing us from standing here for all of us to be able to spend 100% of our energy working together in order to pass bipartisan important priorities for our country. So if we sound like we're pissed as we stand here, it's because we are.
There's some balance here. House Democrats are now considering some very extraordinary steps to protect the whistleblower who is at the heart of this complaint if they go on to testify, and that includes masking their voice and obscuring their face, Bill.
Remember, I brought that up Monday. So they wanted to make it look like, and this is what we did on the Organized Crime Commission, we would have guys who were working with the FBI, we'd have them behind a screen.
Right.
We'd have a light behind them so you could see the silhouette, but their voice would be, because if you could figure out who that was, they might go whack the guy type thing. And they wanted it to look like, this is a mob deal, that, the lawbreakers are so bad, we have to hide the whistleblower, the people that are testifying here. So this is, but let me kind of give you where the White House is coming from. I want you to play the impeachment montage here. This is a little sample of what you've been hearing in the news.
If he takes the risk of going to trial and he's convicted, that could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
An official impeachment inquiry of
impeachment.
He doesn't understand the gravity of the impeachment.
Impeachment war.
The impeachment's impeachment.
New developments on the impeachment inquiry.
Impeachment.
An impeachable.
Impeachable of impeachment.
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 Impeachment will be on the Democrats' agenda.
Impeachment.
We're introducing articles of impeachment.
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 We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach them.
impeach this president.
The I word, impeachment.
The I word, impeachment.
The I word, impeachment.
The I word.
The I word, and impeachment.
Let's take a look at the process of impeachment. Impeachment, 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 to impeach or impeachment. Impeachment, he would have been impeached. All of it bringing impeachment back to the forefront.
All of that may be impeachable.
That's an impeachable offense.
Is that an impeachable offense?
Is that an impeachable offense to you?
He's much more vulnerable to impeachment.
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 Impeachable.
Impeachment.
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 Articles of impeachment.
There should be an impeachment inquiry opened.
Last one was Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Lord, how could I forget that voice?
Can you believe how many? I mean, that there were no duplicates in there. That's incredible.
That's crazy.
And then Joe Biden did it today. And he did a centerpiece speech where he didn't answer questions afterward. He did a speech that's saying, Donald Trump must be impeached. Oh, boy. A name game.
Yes, Stephen Parker. Stephen Parker, you need to call 396-5477. Stephen Parker, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000. $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road.
Not a thousand pennies. No. $1,000.
$1,000 gift card.
Not a thousand nickels. No. $1,000.
Dollars, baby. $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings. So Stephen Parker, call 396-5477 for your chance to win that amazing prize.
Congratulations, Stephen, for getting into the finalist drawing. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on this lovely day.
Hey, Dan and Jay. How y'all doing?
We're excellent.
Hey, guys. Are y'all tired of winning yet? I mean, come on now. I can't find anybody that's on the Trump train that's tired of winning, man. Is anybody out there? Have y'all found anybody tired of winning?
Yeah, no, I think people are tired of the media.
Well, you know what? Dan, it's time for us to make a change. And I know there's a lot of things still going on, but I'm making the switch. You know, Donald Trump done made America great again. It is great out here, guys. It is great, guys. It is, I mean, people working, everything is great. Spirit of America's back up, flags everywhere. I love it. So I'm not diving into that old negative pool with them bunch on the left. I say we already made America great again by putting Donald Trump into office. So everybody, let's focus on keeping America great and keeping it a beautiful, great country that it is. If we can do that and focus on the good things, focus on what our president's out there doing. He's working hard for us, y'all. And underneath the circumstances, he deserves all the credit in the world from us. So, Dan, I'm not going to slide into any more negative with these folks here. I'm on a 2020 road to success in keeping America great again. And we're kicking it off today and continuing through 2020 to get Donald Trump reelected. We can keep our country great again since we worked so hard on electing a great president to make our country America great again. So that's what I got today, guys.
Rodney, let me ask you a trucker question. I was looking at Investor's Business Daily was talking about last month the amount of tonnage that was being shipped by truck and by rail in the United States, and the numbers are off the scale. Are you seeing that?
Dan, I really don't like to talk too much about this, but I'll go ahead and put a little bit of it out there. I got some major big land-breaking news like about 3 days ago about how we're going to be expanding our operations in Alabama down here. Well, our company, and also I won't speak of the industries that we work for, but many local companies are now being asked to bring in more trailers, purchase more trucks, because major expansions are going on here in Alabama. And so for anyone trying to push down a slow economy down to you, anybody out there, don't fall for it. Just like I said, Dan, the aliens can land tomorrow and tell me that Donald Trump's a traitor and our economy is going to crash as soon as their ship flies away, and I'll walk in the boot and I'll pull the lever for Donald Trump. So, guys, it's not only great, but it's getting greater. It's getting greater. And our president and vice president and everyone, I think we should look at everyone in his administration from lawyers on down and give the respect and gratitude to these individuals for taking the punishment that they've taken and putting up the spears and fighting back the enemy to defend our great country and making our country great again. And now we can keep it great again. So once again, I'm just so proud of all of them. I can't speak of all their names, but I'm proud of all of them, Dan. Every one of them who's supporting our president out there today, kudos.
Rodney, I appreciate the information. I appreciate your telephone call.
All right, Dan, y'all have a good day. Joey, nice talking to you this morning, my friend.
Indeed.
Thank did you call in?
He did. Right.
Good.
Thank you, Rodney.
All right, guys. Y'all keep up the good work over there, and I'm going to keep on listening out here.
Rodney, you take care. Drive safe, my friend. I'm glad you called your show.
Yeah.
Had a little depth to you,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We need it.
More angles to the show. I like that. And by the way, guys, just so you know where Joey and I are coming from, your calls are what makes the show really good.
Yes.
And just all we ask is to be concise, don't ramble. But we love to get your opinions of different things, whether this show, Joe and Jack's show, or any show for that matter. It's really good to go that route. Okay, so you heard the impeachment montage. We got to go to a break. Oh, man. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nidell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In my hometown, Lakeshore Drive, the road 272-922A, that's where we are.
From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with the heaven.
Let's do this. Let's move over to John Solomon now is a Fox News contributor. But we're talking about taking some flack after some of his reporting. I imagine what he's going to get on this one. They have been just nailing him to the wall on Washington Post, particularly their website. They have this kind of blog thing, so they'll do an article and then they'll have a blog underneath the article. They did an article on John Solomon, how he's kind of bought and paid for by conservatives and what a terrible report he is. I was shocked that the Washington Post did that. And then there was a blog underneath and they just were ripping him to pieces. So here's John Solomon, Ukraine investigation with some added information.
Sean, they hit it on the head right from the beginning. There, I can confirm to you tonight that the U.S. government had open source intelligence and was aware as early as February of 2019 that the Ukrainian government was planning to reopen the Burisma investigation. This is long before the president ever imagined having a call with President Zelensky. In fact, it's before President Zelensky was even elected. This is a significant shift in the factual timeline. This is information that was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint. Let me tell you that what we learned today. The U.S. government was aware through open source intelligence in February that NABU, an FBI-like agency in Ukraine that fights corruption, in fact, it was started by Joe Biden, that it requested a reopening of the investigation into Burisma, its owner Zelensky, and unusual transactions in the Burisma accounts in February of 2019.
Listen.
On March 28, 2019, the General Prosecutor's Office agreed to that a request to open an investigation, and they filed a 15-page notice of suspicion alleging that there may be illicit funds that were running through Burisma from 2010 all the way through 2015. That's important because Hunter Biden's on the board for two of those years, 2014, 2015. And specifically, that notice of suspicion said they were looking at the possibility that the $3.4 million paid to Hunter Biden's firm may have been part of the illicit funds that were moving through the company. A month later, in April, the prosecutor's office, open source intelligence, again, the U.S. government officials confirming they were aware of this, made a request of another investigative agency in Ukraine for assistance in going through these bank records. That is a significant change in the timeline. It was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint, and the question is, did he not know it, or did he exclude it because it didn't fit the narrative he was trying to write? That's a question for Congress to answer.
There's a lot of information in that. So, in other words, this whole thing got opened up way before we had first thought. And they're already looking at this thing, this notion that, you know, Trump is asking them to do this, which he does ask them to investigate the prosecutor being fired. But somebody's already looking at that.
One thing that's an interesting angle of this, not to give too much away, is why was Burisma being looked into by anybody in Ukraine in the first place? It's because, I think, millions of dollars, but up to $1.8 billion. You know, the loan guarantee backed by IMF in the U.S.
Right.
That money went missing. The same guy who ran Burisma, the oligarch, he had a bank that they put the money in. The money just went missing. That's why they were being looked into, and we still don't know to this day where the money went. It's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. So let's stay with John Solomon here, and he's going to be talking about Hunter Biden got more money than we thought. Listen to the numbers here.
It's funny because we got Biden on tape, don't we? And
we do.
We know the money. I would like to know what exactly, I guess Hunter Biden is 49 years old. He's not a kid.
Yes.
But this is multi-million dollars that we're talking about. Can we get answers as to what exactly he did with no expertise in Ukraine, in oil, gas, or energy? Yeah. Just like there's no background we can find with him in China or private equity, and that was a lot more money. According to Peter Schweitzer, who will join us tonight, $1.5 billion. So how is it that it's on tape? He's bragging about a shakedown using taxpayer money as leverage and getting what he wanted. The prosecutor fired, and the prosecutor signed an affidavit, did he not, under the threat of perjury? That, in fact, he was fired because of Biden, because of that six-hour threat and the threat of withdrawing American dollars and loan guarantees?
That's right. Yeah. Listen, there's another oddity that comes out of the records today. If you can go back and put this back on screen. These are bank records from Hunter Biden's firm. And if you remember, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden keep saying he was getting paid $50,000 a month. There's just one thing wrong with that. The FBI raided Devin Archer's office and his bank records in an unrelated case in 2016. They show transfers of $166,000 a month and as high as $220,000 in 1 month going into Hunter Biden and Devin Archer's firm. That's a lot more than $50,000. And it was one of those things that piqued the Ukrainian prosecutor's interest in reopening the case in March of 2019. The size of the money was much larger than Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have been saying.
That is by a sizable amount that is higher. Because they were throwing around 50, then they went to 83. Now we're talking 130 to 200 plus thousand a month. Uh-oh. Red Top, John DeVoe, hang on for me. I'm going to be back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road. It'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace help you ride on by.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mattress Firm's Save Big Sale. Save up to $400. Plus, get 0% APR for 6 years, zero down, and zero do-it signing. It's as easy as sign, save, sleep. And get a free adjustable base with any purchase of $699. Don't wait. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms. For new accounts, purchase APR is 29.99%. Subject to credit approval, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Turkey's military push into northern Syria triggering a call by Egypt for an emergency Arab meeting. President Trump, who pulled U.S. troops out of the region, not responding to some calls for help.
The Syrian Democratic Forces, the Kurdish allies of the U.S., are requesting urgent air support from the U.S. military and the creation of a no-fly zone. President Trump has ordered the U.S. military not to help.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, an American, one of three scientists sharing the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for lithium-ion batteries.
At 97, John Goodenough of the University of Texas is the oldest person ever to win a Nobel Prize.
Fox's Simon Owen. And a family vacation they won't ever forget. Family visiting a South Carolina beach find a big package in the ocean. Turns out it held more than 40 pounds of cocaine, valued at more than $600,000. They turned it over to officials. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway this week, and we're looking forward to the next cool front that arrives by this weekend. For today and tomorrow, still warm, high 88 to 90 both days, but tolerable humidity, still dry. Low tonight, 65, comfortable. Friday daytime, high temperature right around 90. Some spotty showers possible Friday night into early Saturday as that cool front moves through the state. Nice air behind it. For instance, Sunday morning low 53, Sunday's high 82. Now that's some fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2 9 2 2 8, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Red Top.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Red Top, how are you, my friend?
Oh, it's getting better every day. Fall's on the way, and we're over the hump, I do believe.
Yeah, I think our 90-plus days, degree days, are gone. I think we're going to hover around here in the high in the 80s. But we get down to the 50s.
Ooh, it's going to be sweet.
I know. Saturday game day at my house is going to be great outside.
Boy, you ain't kidding. I feel this impeachment stuff is already kind of creeping down to second tier on the nightly news circuit. What struck me last night is how CBS spent, a good 10, 12 minutes on the border, highlighting how Donald Trump has stopped basically the immigration and sent 54,000 people back to Mexico to get processed, and awaiting a year to get into the U.S., and he's nipped it in the bud. And I was kind of surprised to see how much attention they gave to it, because it seemed to be very much in favor of Donald Trump. What is your impression?
Well, I think what they were doing is they were trying to, I don't think they were trying to praise Trump as saying that a problem doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, but I mean, that is, it's a no-brainer that the man has stopped what was going on without any help from the Congress or anything. He found a way to do it.
Well, but did you notice, and what they did is they said thanks to El Salvador and Guatemala and the help from Mexico, but they didn't say that Donald Trump was the guy who engineered that.
No. But we all know that happened. This is Democrats, everybody. I mean, the people, the viewers are getting the impression, and I feel Donald Trump's successes are becoming undeniable, and they're going to have to be recognized. And with as poor competition as he's got, they have no choice. because I think the more this goes on, the stronger Donald Trump gets. No mention of the 72,000 people that wanted advance tickets for his rally in Minnesota. Did that happen last night, the rally?
No, that's tonight, I believe.
That's tonight. Not one peep of anybody in any news I heard anywhere even mention it.
Well, they're not mentioning the mayor. They're not mentioning the mayor saying about the police officers. And it just, you know, the media, they need to be ashamed of themselves for what they're not reporting. Not what,
yes.
Just what they're reporting, but what they're not reporting.
They're losing credibility very fast. And this is another subject, maybe for another day, but in Europe, crisis with Angela Merkel is going to do it to the German people again. I think there's going to be a serious blowback on her. She's going to let about 120,000 more immigrants in and an agreement with Greece. I guess you saw that was, or are you aware of that?
I don't know the numbers, but she's got a problem. The shooting at the synagogue, that's a whole nother issue she's got to deal with.
Oh, did that happen today?
That happened yesterday, last night.
Yeah, Germany's got severe problems. Angela Merkel has ruined this country as bad as Obama and Hillary ruined our foreign policy, but luckily they were not able to execute the mistakes that Angela Merkel did. She has made a mess of the European Union and weakened the whole European continent tremendously. And I think there's going to be serious blowback. The Germans are not going to want any more immigrants in there. They've made it real clear.
Well, they've got, and they, what's starting to happen is having a real impact on their economy because they're having to take care of people that they did not plan on taking care of. And so their welfare rolls have really increased.
And I'll give numbers again. They said another 100,000. In Germany, that's what she said last night. I watched the DW News twice, and it's very clear. She has no intention of doing anything other than the globalist agenda. And if the NBA is so damn great, they need to get out of China. They're already billionaires, and this is just as bad as selling goods to Adolf Hitler. So,
wow.
China is a totalitarian society. They're on the way to complete brainwashing and social engineering. And these guys, I mean, they're just feeding the devil. What can we say? If they got any guts, if they're really Americans, they believe in freedom, they need to get the hell out of China. And the Chinese people will be upset with the Chinese government if the NBA pulls out. They'll have some serious blowback, don't you think?
I think this China thing is becoming more of a mess. You know, they have basically on again, off again on these meetings, and China's got some economic problems themselves. I mean, they're right on the tipping point here.
Yes, it's a desperate time for them, and I see Xi, now that he's basically the emperor of China, he ain't letting go. He's going to change. He's going to clamp down. So they're just getting an appetizer of what's coming in the future. American and the globalists better get out, or they're going to be part willing participants in this sick government that's going on.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you painting outside today?
Yes.
I tell you,
it's humid. It's a little breezy, a little cloudy. Damn, it ain't 101 degrees. Yeah, I'm in paradise.
I know. That's the way I feel. I went out and had coffee on my deck, watched the sunrise again. It was spectacular.
In fact, I'm right down the street from you over in McGee Estate.
You got to come by and have a cup of coffee with me.
Well, that's very nice. I appreciate it, buddy, but I better get my shut up and get back to work.
You do that. We're talking to you.
Thank you.
Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Trump's rally, I think, will be Thursday night, tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow night? Okay.
Yes, sir. And today, someone called about a great speech where the president, someone outlined for the president his strategy in Syria, and they failed to tell you it was on Tucker Carlson's show. It was two nights ago on Tucker Carlson's show. That you'll find that.
Yeah, I did. I did see that. What threw me off is when they said it was the night before, and I did see it. Ann, who's a listener, had told me the same thing. I said, oh, yeah, now I remember that.
Yes.
And it was good.
Yes. It mentioned the 5 o'clock hour or so, but it was Tucker, and I didn't want you to miss it because I know you're right on the ball with those things and you could explain it. But it really sounded good when I heard it, but I'm not that intelligent. I probably need to hear it again. So if you ever play it again, I'd like to hear it because it explained very, very clearly his strategy, and it's something I'd never thought of. But thank you so much.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Let's get the Jean DeVoe warning up, and let's get it going here.
Could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. We're going to bring in Jean DeVoe. He'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds. If you want to go away and then come back 2 minutes and 30 seconds later. Unless he starts veering or does a PSA, then we'll cut him off early. Let's go to Jean DeVoe. Jean, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Jean? Jean is not a man who normally is at loss for words here.
John, we set you up perfectly like we usually do. Your encouragement and everything like that. Are you there? I guess not.
Okay, sorry about that. False alarm here, boys and girls. Let's continue on with John Solomon talking about Biden should have recused himself.
Let's go back. We have the affidavit of this prosecutor. The prosecutor's right on record saying he got fired for this reason. There's no explanation. How is it that the mob and the media, you've got your quid pro quo here. You've got your illegal actions here. How do they ignore that part of the story and say it's a conspiracy theory? And as Joe Biden, you know, very defensively keeps saying, it's nothing to this story, nothing to this story. Well, there really is a lot to this story.
Listen, the media is stuck on one thing, which is that the United States government, under Biden's control and its allies in Western Europe, were claiming for some time that Mr. Shokin was corrupt and therefore he should be removed. Even if that were the case, Joe Biden should have recused himself under the U.S. ethics laws. But let's leave that aside for a second. Go back to some documents we talked about on your show 2 weeks ago. Hunter Biden's own American legal team, when they first meet with the prosecutor after Joe Biden fires Shokin, there's a new guy put in place, they immediately tell him there was a dirty tricks campaign, a false information campaign run to make Shokin look like he was corrupt so that they could get him out of there.
That ought
to be investigated. Listen, who knows what the truth is until we dig in, but the idea that the media has sunk into one theory of the case without looking at these other facts, they're not doing their job. There's a lot of facts that run against the current narrative that Adam Schiff and Joe Biden and the whistleblower are telling, and we need to get those facts on the table and examine them fairly before we make any conclusions.
Sorry for the musical interlude there, but it crosses over on that computer here. But he should have recused himself. I mean, it's just and now I think Biden realizes he's kind of trapped here, and it's But John Solomon is doing a good job here. He's, like I said, he's taking a lot of heat. John Solomon's going to be talking about the IG FISA report. And here's a question, will they prosecute? And he's not so sure.
I keep hearing that the IG report's going to be devastating. But then I'm hearing, on the other hand, well, there's a lot of considerations about whether they can get a conviction. What they'll do is they'll embarrass everybody. And I'm thinking, well, either there's premeditated fraud on the FISA court, which we know happened. We know they lied. We know the statute also demands that when they find out the truth, that they go back to the court and tell them the truth. That never happened. Is that the swamp protecting the swamp? Is that the likely outcome in this, John Solomon?
I think we need to wait and see. We just saw this expansion, the Durham investigation. Let's see how the Justice Department...
Little birdies are singing in my ear. I mean,
I've always said that I thought it was going to be a hard case for the Justice Department to prosecute its own. I still believe that today.
Okay, so that means that anybody in this audience would be able to bring false information. They know that it's false, swear that it's true, and get a warrant to take away the rights of an American citizen, spy on a presidential candidate, transition team, and president. And you don't get indicted for that, John Solomon?
I hope that isn't true. I hope that there is accountability, but let's first see the facts before we make any conclusions. I always want to rest on the facts, not supposition.
We already know the facts. Don't we know that there was Pfizer fraud? We know the facts.
I guarantee you, you're going to learn a lot more facts in the next 2 weeks when this Pfizer report comes out. There's explosive new information in there.
I will say one thing. If they don't go in and try to prosecute and they just kind of slap them on the wrist, I think there's going to be a group of people that are going to be really, really angry at that. And I would be one of them. Something needs to happen because this is just too off the charts. Let's go to a break. The MR Show will be back right after this.
Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Fox Tonight. America and the critics agree. The Masked Singer is TV's number one show.
Amazing!
And no matter how big you think this week's four new celebrities might be,
this is an accomplished performer.
You brought it!
Think bigger. Get ready for a performance that will have everyone say,
"We just witnessed greatness!"
The new Masked Singer. Followed by the new hit drama, Almost Family. Tonight on Fox 20. If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, sir.
How are you? I'm good, good.
I'm good. Watching CBS this morning. Excuse me. They're talking about the so-called whistleblower.
Yeah.
I guess now there's two. And they said they're trying to keep his or her identity private. When the person does testify, they're going to change the voice. And the president has said that he has a right to meet this person. And the Democrats saying no. And what's up with that? Doesn't he have the right to do that, sir?
You're about to see the White House is changing tactics, and they're going to be criticizing the Democrats for what they're doing. And I think it's going to work pretty well. I mean, this whole concept, because what they're trying to do is make it look like a mob, organized crime thing, where the guy's got to be, you know, behind the scenes, you know, not known, and telling the truth. And he can't tell the truth if he's known. That's what they're going to say. The other thing is, running on a parallel track that's about to cross that track, is I think they're going to find out who this guy is, and he now... Byron York has come out with the concept, or has reported, that this guy was involved with a 2020 candidate's campaign. Actually, with that campaign.
And what is the parallel track? track.
That's it. What I'm saying is that that's a parallel track that's about to cross this. If this guy is outed as being with the campaign, I think he's going to be fait accompli. He'll be gone.
And the White House said, take the president to court. If he goes to court, then he has the right to confront the person, that so-called whistleblower, does he not?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to be fighting about these subpoenas and things like that. And my legal person who I talked to last night, who had read the 8-page letter, said they will win that.
Okay, and they deny the ambassador to testify. Why would they deny that?
Because they didn't want him to go through the charade of the whole thing.
All right. I'm just trying to get some more clarification on this.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of a murky situation, and so
it seems like it. Yes,
it, you know, and that's what the Democrats want. They want. If you notice, what's happening is all the information you just went over is from stuff that is out of the mouths of Democrats. Then you have some things that are out of the mouths of Republicans. Let me play a piece from Representative Lee Zeldin outside the meeting room day before yesterday.
Maybe you should ask what was said inside of Volcker's deposition during his transcribed interview with regards to Adam Schiff's fairy tale quid pro quo charge that aid from the United States to Ukraine was being linked to an investigation into the Bidens. Why don't you ask, what did Ambassador Volcker say about that? That's a great question. I'm glad that you asked that question. And I'll tell you the reason why that question was so important for you to ask is for many things, because he was in this room for several hours. And during several hours of testimony, he talked about how President Zelensky had no idea that there was a hold on aid at the time of the July 25th call. Ambassador Volcker testified about how the readouts of the phone call that was made to him, that there was nothing in the readouts about there being a hold on U.S. aid or a quid pro quo. And by the way, you know what else Ambassador Volcker testified to? This entire time, the aid was getting released. It was going to get released. And guess what happened? The aid got released. And you know what didn't have to happen? There was no new investigation that had to get created. This whole thing is a fairy tale. Adam Schiff is misleading you, and you're playing along with it. When Adam Schiff said, for example, that President Trump was asking President Zelensky to manufacture dirt on the Bidens, you know what Ambassador Volcker testified to? That was absolutely untrue.
See, and Schiff will not let the transcript out. And if it would basically make the Republicans right and the Democrats wrong. But they don't want to do that. They're hiding the ball.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what they're doing. And Schiff, old pencil head looking dude, in my opinion. And Pelosi said, you know, she made a statement, you know, that the president is not above the law. Of course he's not. But he has the right to the law that we have.
Right.
Does he not?
Absolutely. And the, you know, Congress can do hearings that have oversight of things that involve legislation. This does not involve legislation. That's why they need to vote on an impeachment. Then that gives them their power to do this sliver of investigation for the impeachment reasons. They can't just do it unilaterally, but I want to see it tested in court.
Me too. Do you think they'll do the impeachment? I don't. Because the president gave them an ultimatum.
I think Nancy needs the votes, and I think right now she doesn't have them. She says she has them, but I don't think she has them.
I don't either, sir. All right. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
You're so very welcome.
Afternoon.
Okay, we're going to try this again?
Yeah, I think we should spare the warning because...
Okay, we did the warning, so this is the second shot. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. What in the heck happened to you?
I don't know what happened, Dan, but how you guys doing?
We're good, and you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings. Hey, Joey.
Hey, John.
Peace and blessings to you and the entire listening audience. I went to the Stephen Reed Victory Party last night at the warehouse downtown.
How was it?
Everything was really good. I'm very well attended. Stephen Reed said during the campaign that one of the greatest challenges the city of Montgomery had was to choose whichever mayoral candidate was going to be the best candidate that helped to make Montgomery a global and inclusive city for all people. One of the people that I met at his victory party last night was the daughter of Muhammad Ali. Her name is Kalia Ali. And I think that we're well on the way to becoming that global and inclusive city. But it was a great event, and it was very well attended. And just looking forward to the, you know, to this new administration coming, coming into office. I was watching on another show, and it was talking about the fact that this particular host was saying that he didn't think Stephen would run because I guess the city is not on the state and county same retirement system as the
No, that's actually why he did run, is because the city moved to the RSA system.
They did move to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular host was saying, well, you know, he was going to lose his retirement. He didn't think it was in his best economic interest to do that because he hadn't been with the county 10 years.
Right, and that's what I was told. But then the city changed it, and then he decided to run for mayor.
Well, that's definitely good that he won't, you know, lose his retirement and everything, you know, with the county. And well, listen, the future ought to be looking good for the city of Montgomery, and there were many other people equally as distinguished that were at that event. And and then we're just looking forward to the Stephen Reed administration. I want to say peace and blessings to David Woods and his wife, Donna. I thought they were fine people. I did get a chance to meet them throughout the campaign, and as well as Stephen Reed and his wife, Tamika. And then we just look forward to the
thanks,
the
John, for the telephone call. I opened the show up. Those exact words. Thanks for the telephone call. Okay, let's see here. Let me see the cuts here. See if we can fit one in. I thought that Zeldin montage was interesting. I thought he did a very good job. He is very passionate, let's say. I tell you what, let's go out with this, and then we'll pick up the subject matter here. Deadly shooting report outside synagogue in Germany. CBS reports.
Breaking news out of Germany. Reports there say there's been a deadly shooting outside a synagogue on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year on the Jewish calendar. Police are telling people to stay home or find a secure place to go. Senior foreign correspondent Mark Phillips is tracking the story in London. Mark, what do we know so far?
Well, so far, Anthony, we know the basic facts. According to police, the shooting took place in Halle, which is about 50 miles south of Berlin. Police were on heightened alert because of the Yom Kippur holiday, and the shooting appears to have taken place near a synagogue. According to local media, the attack or attackers, it's not clear yet, are said to have fired several shots and then fled in a car. Police say they have now arrested a suspect, and there are reports of more gunfire in a town about 10 miles away. They also say they are increasing security around synagogues and Jewish cemeteries. There has been a rise in anti-Semitic incidents over the past year in Germany. Some statistics show an increase of as much as 60%.
Wow. Now, that was a very light story compared. If you go to European media, you get the kind of the heavier and the bigger piece of that. And it's a pretty big story there. Not so much here. News on 93.1. It's probably because who the shooter is going to be back right after this. She's
got me stolen, so you wonder why. The Dan Morris Show.